You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, evolving flow of the cosmos. This is a super busy week. We've got all kinds of planetary actions happening that are definitely going to give us a sense of being able to make forward progress right now. We're still under the influence of the Saturn-Mars opposition of last week, which is causing a certainty that we have to make progress and an urge, like an energy to do it as well, which is wonderful. And with Saturn there, it gives us a real stability and an understanding of kind of the future consequences of our actions, which is what Mars and Saturn don't get about each other, because Mars will just jump right in and do what it needs to do. And Saturn is like, wait a minute, like, think of the consequences. Let's look at all the ramifications of that. And it could have to do with anything to do with buying something on your credit card when you shouldn't, or purchasing a home and what kind of home you should purchase. I mean, the possibilities are endless. What jobs you should end up putting your energy into. It's always with Saturn what will have the longest payoff. And Mars doesn't much care about stuff like that. It just wants to make a move and do something and go on an adventure. But combined, they're very good at making serious progress. So all week we have kind of lucky, uplifting, moving energy to help us make progress. So we're still under the influence of the Saturn-Mars opposition, but we are also going to be feeling Mars sextile Uranus on Tuesday, which is the 30th. I'm on the West Coast, so it's PST here. It's an energy, again, another Mars contact with Uranus this time. So it's a very, like, let's bust up the systems and make change and get rid of things and start new and do things completely differently than we've done them before. So it's a really liberating, very clear, concise, authentic energy that we can tap into, which will help us probably make all kinds of changes that we need to make. So Tuesday, you'll definitely feel, and it's a supportive, it's not like a down-dragging energy either. It's very supportive. On the 31st, which is the last day of May, we have a lovely trine between Mercury and Pluto. And Pluto is the deep diving, let's change it all, like the trip to the underworld to see what's causing these problems energy. And Mercury is our communications, our thoughts, how we communicate. Like, do we communicate with our words or even our minds? You can look at someone's, how their minds function through looking at the Mercury in their chart and the contacts that it makes. So it's a very deep kind of energy to really think about, you know, where you've been, where you've come from, where you want to go, why you're at where you're at, the things that you don't want to take with you into the future. Because a lot of times we're just, it's almost like we're programmed. I don't doubt that we are programmed, actually, to be unable to overachieve what our parents have achieved. So if you're trying to make progress in your life, sometimes you just keep sabotaging yourself, or you just feel resistance, like a massive sense of resistance. And it's kind of encoded into us to not overcome our parents' successes in life. I feel like we can't go further than they go, in a way. Nobody would, you know, want to admit this is going on, but I think it happens to all of us, and we all have to find a way to overcome that. With the Pluto-Mercury energy, we can actually see these sorts of things and understand, hey, maybe this resistance that I feel is actually just because I'm about to make a move that takes me a step further than my ancestors might have gone. And so if you can take that step, even though you are feeling resistance, in that moment, you overcome the resistance. So understanding those sorts of deep, complicated things can really help you progress, I think. It makes a big difference. So Mercury trine Pluto will help you think of the ways and the things that might be being caused in your life because of what might be in your past. It's a very helpful energy. On Thursday, the next day, we have a Venus trine Saturn. So it's kind of like there's serious work to be done, but it's like there's a light support of energy in all the work. So it's not like a drudgery. It's actually like, let's roll our sleeves up and get into this. And it enjoy what we're doing. And Venus is what we value in our relationships, and it can have to do with money. And Saturn is the planet of let's get to it, responsibility. It has the understanding of time and consequences. But together, Venus trine Saturn, they can be a very lovely, committed energy. It's actually good in the chart of a couple because it means that they can like stick it out through the rough times if there's rough times. It's not just kind of a fair weather friend energy. It's able to sit with you through, you know, sit in its commitments through the difficult times because, you know, that's life. There's ups and there's downs. And Saturn is very good at understanding that. And it could be a good time to make a solid committed declaration. Or it could be a good time to contemplate purchasing property or land because you'll have a sense of what's going to pay off in the end and what are good investments to make. So that is Thursday. Friday's a little less complicated. And then we move into Saturday, which is a super lucky day with Jupiter conjoined the moon in Libra. And Libra is the relationship sign. So it gives you an ability to be very harmonious and cooperative and charming and good at understanding another person's point of view and seeing all different sides of things. And Jupiter is expanding all of this energy. So you'll feel very warm-hearted and generous. It's a very good energy for that. And then the sun will be also trining Jupiter. And the sun is kind of what our identity is. And Gemini is where the sun is right now. So it gives us a very upbeat, curious, like the lens is very curious and witty and great with communication and good with words, good with writing. If you need to write or speak or communicate or give a speech or do anything, record a podcast, anything you do on that day with the Jupiter trine sun energy will be very light filled. Excuse me. So Saturday, we've got the Jupiter trine sun, and we have Venus conjoined with Uranus, which is a very, Venus is, again, our relationships and how we have relationship, and you conjoined Uranus, it could be a lucky, you bump into the love of your life in the grocery store, or like just out of the blue, somebody drops into your life that you've been waiting for. So it can be very lucky. All kinds of lucky circumstances and situations can happen. And usually something that you value, that's you can sense the value in it because it's connecting with Venus. So make sure you put yourself out there on Saturday because you really do want to have the opportunity to bump into somebody or meet somebody new or have some sort of new situation happen. Sometimes things are so lucky when all this energy is kind of at play and swirling around that people will actually, your luck will drop right in your lap. It'll phone you up and offer you an opportunity or, you know, it'll literally knock on your door, like some sort of really bizarre incident that brings you what you need, which is the moments I feel when that happens. There's such great moments. And then you kind of get this new faith that the universe really does have your back. If you don't actually have to work as hard as you think you have to work all the time to get ahead, because really our opportunities are there just waiting for us to, you know, open to receive them. So this is the kind of energy on Saturday that you'll be open to receiving all kinds of special little gifts from the universe. And on Sunday, we have the sun square Neptune. So that might be, Sunday's like sun square Neptune could be like a hangover where you were out really enjoying the day before because everything was so wonderful and you were feeling so generous and you thought you'd overdo it and have a couple too many shots of tequila or maybe one too many beer or even maybe you overdid it with caffeinated tea. Or chocolate. You just indulge because Jupiter likes to indulge. And the next day, you're going to probably feel like crap because you did that with Neptune square sun. Your sun will be like, let's get going. We're on such a roll. And Neptune will be like, oh no, we're not going anywhere. We're going to lie in bed all day or lie on the grass under the sun or depending on which hemisphere of the world you're in. It's a best to be slept and cozy kind of day rather than expecting a lot from yourself. Although watch for inspiration. And if you do happen to get kind of inspiration because Neptune likes to shine that down on us, make sure you write it down or, you know, record yourself talking about it in some way, capture this sort of inspiration because Neptune is the one that brings us all our great works of art. That same day, Mars will be moving from Gemini into Cancer, which is a really different energy. It'll be a lot more, you'll feel a lot more stable and grounded, and you'll probably want to stay home and work on your little nest, maybe make your patio all pretty, or do some gardening, or make some yummy soups, or try some new recipes, or just spend time with family. Cancer is a very homey energy. So with Mars there, you're going to have a lot of energy for your homey energy. So it's a good time to bless your nest, which is a good thing to do when you've got the energy for it. And you'll have energy to go out too. So make sure that you use both. You'll stay home, get things under control energy, make things beautiful and cozy, and your get out and socialize energy, because that's going on too. And that's where all the luck will combine to bring you lucky circumstances. So that's it for this week. It's actually a very busy week. There's a lot of planetary aspects happening. And they're all, you know, they're all really good. They're not fluffy. They're, you know, they're not like super light necessarily. They're supportive, and they're going to support you in making forward progress and fulfill your potential, which is really what we're here to do. So make sure that you do put yourself out there, and make sure you intend to fulfill your potential, because just sending that out to your higher self that you're here to make the most of this life that you've got can make all kinds of magical things happen. Ask and you shall receive. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to have your chart read, I love reading charts for people. You can contact me at www.hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Please subscribe and rate and review if you're listening through iTunes. It makes a big difference and more people can hear it. Thank you so much, and have a most blessed week.